Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. I did mention Senate Avenue Brewing, the best in fresh brewed beer. Since we're about to bring on Lawrence Sonali, and we all know how good German beer is, well, we thought we would talk a little bit about beer. But Senate Avenue Brewing, it's up 290. Exceptional spot. We do a live show there every month. The best in fresh beer, all kinds of selections, whether you like IPAs, lighter beers, heavier beers. They've got everything there. It's award-winning beer, award-winning food, beautiful patio. And every time we do our live show up there at Senate Avenue Brewing once a month, well, we get Dynamo players out there as well. This just in, Juventus's manager Igor Tudor said 10 players asked to come off in their game against Real Madrid. This has been one of the criticisms against the FIFA Club World Cup. All right, let's not keep our guest waiting. He is Dynamo winger Lawrence Sonali. Coming back now, Lawrence, 45 minutes in the 1-0 victory over St. Louis, plays a part in the goal. He joins us now. Hi, Lawrence.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming back on. When you first got to Houston, we had you on the show, and it's really nice to have you back on. It's also very nice to see you back on the field, Lawrence. Just your thoughts on getting a nice 45 minutes under your belt after a long recovery from injury.
Yeah, it was nice to be back out there for more than 20 minutes. Yeah, it was just amazing. This was what I was working for the last couple of months. And yeah, it was amazing. Atmosphere was good. The game was nice.
Lawrence, everything was perfect. Take me into the recovery process. I've gone through that. It becomes a pretty lonely place. And sometimes you don't really feel like a part of the team. Are those fair things to say about recovering from a knee injury?
Yeah, it was difficult, especially with my family being in Germany and me being alone here in Houston. It was even more difficult, but I have to say that being with the team, like I didn't feel like very separate from the team because I had my people in the team that helped me, that talked to me, they made sure that I'm good, whatever I needed, they would bring it to me. Yeah.
Lawrence Sonali joining us, Houston Dynamo. And I know they've been very much monitoring your minutes. That's what happens with the modern athlete now. Do you feel like you're getting closer and closer to, you know, absorbing even more minutes?
Yeah, it was planned for me to get 60 minutes in total last week. So I played 15 minutes against Minnesota and 45 against St. Louis on Saturday. And no one that I finally broke the 60-minute mark, I think I'm good to go. So we will see what the coach has planned with me.
So do you lobby sometimes with the medical staff saying, hey, I'm ready. I can do 75. I can do 80. You know, I mean, you must be like a horse unbridled right now to get on the field.
Yeah, of course. But you got to be patient, especially in the beginning when you're coming back. It's always a little bit risky. I'm happy with the minutes I got now. I think it got better game to game. I feel more comfortable. And yeah, especially in Houston with the weather, it's a little bit more difficult after coming back after a big injury. Like I said, I'm very happy with the minutes I got and looking forward for more.
Lawrence Sonali joining us tonight, electric winger, exciting, somebody who your eyes get drawn to when they play the game. So you played a big part in the Ponce goal because you sized up a defender, you beat him to his left. One thing I've noticed about your game, Lawrence, you seem equally comfortable going left or right. Is that something that you trained just relentlessly, or is that something that's part natural, or maybe both?
I think it's quite natural. I grew up being a right back, so I always had to go down the line. Actually, the movement into the middle, they came a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was born comfortable going left or right. So, yeah.
Makes you dangerous because I think people that are predominantly right-footed playing on the left, I think defenders quickly realize that, right?
Yeah. It makes them guess what I'm doing next, and I love that. That's what I want my opponents to think too much, and then I'm gone.
So that's
what I'm always looking for.
So when you got hurt, you wouldn't believe the amount of people asking me, when is Lawrence Sonali coming back? I said, well, you know, and then as we get closer to this season, they keep asking me when. So now you're coming back. It's obvious you've struck a nerve with the fans here in Houston. I believe a lot of that is because of the way you play the game, the want, the desire, the conviction to take people on off the dribble. And, you know, you said you grew up playing as a right back. But this is an attitude too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my biggest skill, my pace and my 1v1s. I think that's what everyone is looking for, every fan. That's why we all love Messi or I don't know who. Now, Lamine Jamal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone likes watching these people, and that's my play style, and that's why I play football for. I want to beat people 1v1, 1v2, go and dribble, run fast. That's why I love football so much, because it's so diverse. You can do whatever you want with the ball.
And I think it's the perfect complement now to a team that is based on possession and passing the ball to all of a sudden put you into this team. I think opponents have to look at the Houston Dynamo very differently, not to mention the fact that you can make runs in behind a defense.
Yeah, that's you said it perfectly. I don't know what to say to that, but yeah, that's who I am. The teams can try to change something, but I think we'll always find a way to beat my man.
So for sure, I saw you come in that game, and St. Louis has to deal with the Dynamo very, very differently. We're talking to Lawrence Sonali of the Houston Dynamo. I do want to take you back to something I asked you, I know, in the prior interview, Lawrence, and I want my listeners to hear it again from you. But just growing up in the amazing German soccer culture, just speak to that a little bit and just how the culture also, it's not just coaching, but it's the culture that grows the player.
Yeah, of course. I think in Europe in general, there's a little bit more pressure when you start playing soccer on a professional or even in the academies on a higher level. It's always about results, and you can get relegated. So there's always more pressure from the fans, from the coaches, from the teams, whatever. So I think this pressure makes good players. Like if you get pro with that pressure, and I think when you make a pro with all this pressure, you can make it anywhere. Like it develops you as a human, makes you better in any aspect. Yeah, and then speaking about the fans, about the culture, yeah, it's just amazing. 80,000 people in the stadiums, loud noises, cheering for you. But also the negative side, if it doesn't work out good for like two or three games, the media is on you, the fans are on you. Yeah.
I called a U.S. men's national team game against Germany way back before the 2006 World Cup in Dortmund, and it was an incredible experience just to be amongst the German soccer culture.
Yeah.
I want to take you back to when you were young and the pressure thing that we were just mentioning. At what point as a teenager or a young kid do you begin to feel this pressure to make it, and where does that desire to become a pro footballer come from?
So it was when I was 14. I got told that I'm too small, that I'm too skinny, and I was playing for Hertha BC, Hertha Berlin.
Yes.
A club in Germany. So they told me it's not enough. And I made the decision to move to a smaller club in Berlin. And this was the point in my life, I think, where it clicked, where everything changed in my head. And I was like, you know what? I want to show them. I'm small, but let me get a little bit stronger, work on my strengths. And yeah, this was, I think I was 14 back then. And this was the point in my life that changed everything for me.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And that's a moment of disappointment that you turn into a positive and motivation.
Yes. At the beginning, the first couple of months, I was down. I didn't even want. I was about to stop playing because it just threw me off. But yeah, losing a lot of friends on my team. I went to school together with them and everything. So it was a hard step back, but I made a couple steps forward from that.
And in Lawrence's youth career, he goes from Hertha Berlin, the disappointment, to Tennis Borussia Berlin. Then he goes to Victoria Berlin, Schalke 04, Hanover 96. You get into the second team at Hanover, and then you get 8 appearances for the first team before being loaned out to Rot-Weiss Essen. Tell me about those 8 games for the Hanover first team.
I remember the first game I came in. It was against Dresden. A big traditional club in Germany, amazing fans. I came in, I think it was, the stadium was sold out, 40,000 people. Everything was yellow. I said after the game I got a little bit of a headache because it was so loud and was so nervous. Probably the most nervous I've ever been in my whole life. But yeah, it was an amazing experience. I was 18 or 19 back then, I think. And
amazing.
Yeah, it was just nice. And then the next games, they were like short minutes.
Yep.
And also 2 games in the cup games against Leipzig and Gladbach were also amazing. But yeah, in general, just a nice experience, and very thankful that Hanover back then gave me the opportunity.
Now, not to get you in trouble here, but do you one day want to go back and play in the German Bundesliga? I mean, looking long term?
I'm open for everything. First of all, I want to stay healthy. And right now, I'm a player of Houston Dynamo. I'm very, very happy here. I think we can achieve a lot with this team. Especially looking forward. Yeah, we have a lot more to come for Houston. And first priority right now is to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you can become a star in this city with the way you play the game. That's so attractive to see dribblers and people taking people on and a playmaker like yourself. Rot-Weiss Essen, you get the loan there, and then you ultimately make the decision to go play in the Polish First Division. Tell me how that decision came about, and then what the Polish football was like.
First of all, the loan to the third division in Germany was something that helped me a lot. It was very physical, very hard, very grown up, I would say, football. And then when the loan was done, I had a talk with my club, Hanover. I told them that I see a better opportunity somewhere else because I got a call from Lukas Podolski, German legend,
yes.
Polish legend, amazing guy, by the way, hilarious. One day when I was on vacation, he called me and said, yeah, we have a nice project here. We see a big future for you. Maybe you play here one or two seasons and then you can make a big move somewhere else. And yeah, I think when Lukas Podolski calls you, you don't think twice. And then everything went very fast. Actually, I think like the next week I was there in Poland, and the beginning was tough. I didn't play much. Also, it was a little bit difficult for me. Another experience I made, first time away from home, really different country, different culture, different language. And yeah, but all these different experiences just helped me to be the person I am today and to play it where I am today.
How do you like Houston as a city? Because it's very different than Germany, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's very different. Again, different cultures, different languages, Spanish and English, but English is not a big problem. Houston is nice. I love it here. The weather is great every day, almost every day. Good food culture.
You may be the first German I've ever heard say that they love the weather in Houston, but that's okay. I love that attitude. Have you found a good German restaurant here?
What?
Have you found a good German restaurant in Houston?
Not yet, actually, but I got told they have some good German restaurants close by.
Yeah, I think so, there's one called Rudy Lechner's, if it's
all right,
still going. But yeah, they did a good sauerbraten there, but I haven't been there in a long time. I hope it's still open.
I need to check that out.
All right. Listen, Lawrence, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Wonderful interview. Thanks for being so candid. It made it a very interesting interview. And continued success with the Dynamo. We look forward to seeing you back out on the field and leaving defenders behind you.
Thank you.
All right. That's Lawrence Sonnally. What a wonderful young man. What a great interview that was. All right, Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. That's a good first hour we knocked out. Second hour, we got Fernando De Michelis coming in. Federico's going to join me in here for two segments. We're going to banter around a lot of topics. We're going to open the phone lines up and start getting some of your takes. And then we'll close the show out tonight with, from American Soccer Now, Brian Chiaretta. So Federico up next. We continue on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. We'll take a break, and we're coming back. More of the best in soccer talk.
ESPN 97.5.